Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup overflowing. Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is
with confidence.
Walk
you're standing at a crossroads.
At a crossroads.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
Keep the faith. Now, how about that? I hope that will be better. That should be better. That should be better.
Thank you
to everyone who was letting me know that I couldn't be heard, and I'm going on in here too. I'm praying and I'm talking, and y'all can't hear anything. And I was just saying that the question of the day, we get those questions, and if I don't get to yours in a broadcast, then please be aware that you will get your answer either by email or by a phone call from one of the elders. Someone will call you, whether it's a matron of the church or sister of the church, or someone will call you. And if that's what you have chosen, or if you've elected that you want to be called, then in your response email, then we will respond to you that way. Some of you elect that you don't want your question asked or answered on the broadcast. So if that be the case, then we will honor your wish. And some of you elect that you only want it answered on the broadcast. So and if that be the case, then that is exactly what we'll do. The question says, Bishop, my question is on something you said, okay? You said that if Jesus returned right now, that he would not recognize the Church of Christianity. Are you saying that the bishops like Jakes, Jones, Dollars, and Copeland and alike are all wrong? I don't like your question, but guess what? It is what it is. Yes, we are any religion that is divided from the one religion of God, that is not speaking the same divine message that God ordained, is out of the will of God. Any religion that is out of the character of one Lord, one faith, one baptism, speaking the same thing, having no division, according to 1 Corinthians 1:10, that we are all unified, that we are all ministering under one spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 4, that is what the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists are here for, to unify the body of Christ. Anybody speaking anything other than that is contrary to the word of God. I don't care if a figure came to you in the night, stood over your bed and had a conversation with you and told you to do something that is contrary to the word of God, it is sin. There is no other way of demanding or doing anything pertaining to the word of God but by compliance to the complete word of God. You mentioned these different preachers. These different preachers all, well, some of them are friends of mine. But guess what? If these friends of mine or people who are associated with me or connected to me speak anything other than the gospel that I preach, then they are going to hell. I only preach the word of God. I'm only interested in the word of God. I'm not going to preach anything other than the word of God, nor will I compromise against the word of God. If you agree with homosexuality and you say your denomination allows for homosexuality, then we are disconnected at that point. We may be friends in the natural, but I'm going to tell you, in as far as God is concerned, I am no longer connected to you. If your ministry is about money and your ministry is about using and pimping and violating the people, and your ministry is about mind control, we stop fellowship at that point, whether we are friends or not. I mean, our friendship is probably based on my ignorance at the time of my immaturity. But as we have, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And one of those childish things that the Lord has required me to put away, and that is entertainment commercial gospel. The idea that any other God, any other truth other than what the apostles taught about the Lord Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ all confirmed through the word, even through the Old Testament prophets, anything other than his divine word, I am not interested. I don't care how you argue it. I don't care if you came to my father's funeral. I don't care if you are someone that I can call on to get money from. If you speak anything other than this truth, then your gospel is your gospel. It is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not connected, and I will stand against you when it comes to the word of God. There is no debate. There is no separate place. The Bible is not of any private interpretation. I don't have a different word than anybody because the word that I speak is the only word that is alive, and that is the word of God. Unfortunately, God anointed me in a certain way that I live a lonely life. I don't take on friends or even family that I can't preach a word, speak a word to, and know that that word may offend you. The word of God has offended me on many a times. It is not an easy word to live, but guess what? I want to go to heaven, and in order for me to go to heaven, I have to do what the word of God tells me to do. So to all of those names that you've mentioned, they are under the indictment of the word of God, just like I'm under the indictment of the word of God. Am I speaking expressly what the word of God has spoken without man's contradictory defining of it? I'm looking at what the word of God is speaking directly to his people. That is the only word that'll stand. One church, one Lord, one baptism, nothing else, nothing else. So anything other than that, it doesn't matter how who you are. Doesn't matter if I respected you 10 years, 20 years ago. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is now. And what matters now to God is that we all speak the same thing, that we're all saved and doing what the Lord requires of his word. Let's get into the word of God for tonight. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, and I hope that I've answered your question properly. But let's get into the word of God. Let's get to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah. Chapter number 28. Let me get over there. And we're going to start. I'm going to try to, for time's sake, I would encourage you all to read this chapter. Very, very necessary chapter to understanding some things that God is speaking in his church today. Let's go to verse number 11. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of the nations, of all the nations, within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. You better call your people, send out those texts, and let them know that if you want to get right with God, this is the time, this is the word that's going to help you get right with God. And Jeremiah went his way. One thing I want to address, let's finish. I'm sorry. Right? Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet. After that, Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from the neck off the necks of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beast of the fields also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord have not sent thee. Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord have not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. Tonight, if I was going to take a context or a subject for this word, I would be teaching tonight under the message rebellion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rebellion in the name of Jesus. Bless this word, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your people may hear it, receive it, and do right by it, that generations might be changed in some family, that they might be delivered tonight from whatever the enemy has used to control their minds. In Jesus' name, amen. Thus saith, then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. Tonight, I want to address the fluid nature of the enemy, the wiles of the devil, the operation of evil and deceit that the enemy has used to contort the plans of God for the people of God. He has used the voice of the many to confuse the voice of his remnant. According to Isaiah chapter number 1, chapter number 35, he said that there's a remnant of his people. He's always left a small group of his people to stand against the tyranny of satanic people operating against the word of God. Tonight, I want to address something very relative to things that we're going through, because we have to be so careful, because the voice of many has always outweighed the number of those carrying the truth. I remember when Aaron and Moses went before Pharaoh, and Aaron went with his rod against the many wise men of Pharaoh who spoke against what Aaron was speaking. Aaron threw his one rod against the many rods that were thrown, turned into snakes. All of these were against the one rod. There were so many times, look at when Micaiah came against the 450 prophets who spoke to Ahab and told Ahab, you will be successful in this battle, and you should go to war, and you should do this. This is what the majority has said, and if you were to listen to the majority, you would all feel safe. Your religion and your comfort would be in a safe place. If we just listen to what the religions taught us, then we would all be safe. We wouldn't have to worry about scriptures like, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. We wouldn't have to worry about if the righteous would scarcely want to make it, how shall the ungodly and the sinner man appear? We wouldn't have to worry about scriptures that deal with the consecration, sanctification, dedication and devotion that the believer must have to a difficult and challenging word. We would not have to worry about these things because all we would have to do is do what we want to do, find the easiest thing for us to listen to, go to the place that tickles our ears, listen to the preachers that we like the most, and find ourselves comforted by the motivation of these individuals who stand with the name of Jesus operating against what God has said in his word. So many times you can find the popular church where you would find all kinds and all measures of homosexuality and all kinds of sin going on in the church. You find all kinds of things happening because the majority has accepted that these things are okay. And what we got to understand, believers, that there comes a place in your walk with God where your discomfort in your spirit has got to mean something to you. You've got to get to a place where you're not comfortable with conforming to stepping down in your faith in order for you to say, I'm a believer. Some of us are stepping down and saying, yes, I choose this church because this church is there. I like this church. It makes sense to me. I can get with this preacher. The devil is a liar. But what has God spoken in your spirit? Has God challenged you to go to a place in him where your peace doesn't come from the entertainment that you get from somebody, but your peace comes from knowing that you are living inside of the worship of God and the word of God? God wants us to get to a place now where we are delivered, not because we have all of the great and mighty people around us, but God wants us to be in a place now where we are getting what we've got coming from him because we are obedient to his word. No, it will not be easy. No, it will not be something that you would like to do, but God is requiring his people that you must confirm, you must live inside of his word. There are prophets today that are speaking. There are prophets today that are saying that thus saith the Lord. There are people who are running around and saying that this is what God has said. God put this in my spirit, regardless of whether it's in the scripture. I don't care whether it's in the scripture. I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm the one in charge of me. I'm the one who God spoke to. You don't know what God said to me. No, I don't know what God spoke to you, but I do know that God didn't speak to you, because if God spoke to you, he would speak to you through his word. And if his word don't confirm it, your word that you spoke or the word that you received is not from God. I want you to get it from the prophet himself. I want you to understand tonight that whatever you're saying in your heart and whatever you're believing in your mind, if it contrary to the word of God, it ain't from God. If God didn't speak it through his word, it ain't from God. You can hoop, holler, roll around on the floor, you backflip on through the church you want to do, hook on a soccer, cool on a tie, and anybody else you want to do. But if your word does not complete, your prophetic word is not complete by the word of God, it is not from God. It ain't from God. I don't care. Hananias, we got so many Hananias running around the church today. The Lord spoke to me. We got so many apostles, but there should not be no problems in the church of Christ. We got so many prophets now calling themselves prophets that the word of the Lord should be moving. But understand, there will always be more false prophets. There will always be false apostles. There will always be a false instruction. There will always be that one who will encourage you. And some people want to encourage you because they see what you're going through. They see the kind of struggle you're feeling. They see that you're fighting a fight. They see that you're going through what you're going through, and they want you to do better. They want you to have more. Praise God, and I understand. But that does not mean that your word is from God. That does not mean that God is a prophet who told you you're going to be a millionaire, that it's from the Lord. That does not mean that the bishop who is telling you to preach is ordained by God to tell you to preach. How many times have you heard a word spoken from someone's flesh, a word spoken from somebody's nature, a word spoken from somebody's mind, but it ain't a word from God? They use the word of God. They use the name of Jesus to distract you from the purpose of God so that they can get your money. They use the purpose of God. They use the things of God. They use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to take your money. They occult you into their membership. They tell you that we've got a method of doing this. We're going to baptize you this way. We're going to say it this way. But the word of the Lord requires all believers, all Christians, to speak the same thing, that we be unified, that there be no division among us, and that we all believe in one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's the kingdom. The kingdom cannot be divided simply because you say you're in the kingdom, but you speak something different than the king of the kingdom. Come on, speak to me, somebody. You cannot tell me that God is speaking to you, but he's not speaking the same language that he's speaking to the rest of his people. There are false prophets. There are people. Let's go to the word of God. Forget about what I got to say, because y'all know I'm just going to forget about me. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Second Thessalonians chapter number 2. Going to verse number 9. Verse number 9 says, even him whose coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Y'all ain't hearing me. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the false prophet who stole the false pastor or the false anointed one who you love and who I might even love. But that does not mean that that person has been sent by God. You know he's sent by God because of the word that comes out of his mouth. And listen, we are not in a time now where you can be motivating me. We got Omicron. We got COVID. We got HIV. We got cancer. We got diseases left and right. We got, you can just look, see, like you just look the wrong way, you catch something. Listen, I want you to understand that this is not the time to be playing with God. This ain't the time. This is not the time to take God lightly. This ain't the time for that. There was a time when the folly of preaching was looked at as all right. But you got to grow out of that. And you got to get to the place where you say, listen, Lord, I need some steak word today. Listen, God, I need some true audible word today. I need a word that's going to change my life. I need a word that's going to move in my situation. I need a word that's going to move me so that I can move my situation. Listen, God wants you to get to a place today where studying his word is not something that's a burden to you. It is a requirement because what? My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Somebody standing in you, tickling your ears, making you feel good every Sunday. The devil is a liar. This is a time where your worship has got to lead you to exposing parts of your life. This is a time where you should be on your knees, dealing with those areas of your life that you like, that God don't like. This is that time where just hearing from somebody who's saying that they are from the Lord is just not going to be enough. This ain't no time to be playing preacher. Most people don't even like preachers now anyway. This ain't no time to be playing with God because you got some kind of insecurity about yourself. So now you get up and stand before the people calling yourself reverend and all these other things, doctor and all this other mess that ain't even in the scripture. The devil is a liar. We're calling ourselves all these things, like the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the doctors and religious leaders of the law. The same things are happening today. And we are ignoring these things because the majority is doing it. Every Hananiah under the sound of my voice, you better get yourself together. Every false prophet, every false teacher, every false pastor, every false one of you, you need to hear the word of the Lord that God will not do anything except it first come to the mouth of his servant, the prophet. It doesn't matter. The reason your ministry ain't moving is because you ain't been anointed to move. The reason God ain't blessing you is because you ain't been blessed by God. You can come into some good stuff. That don't mean that God gave it to you. The Lord wants us to be devoted to his word, to stand on the standards of his word. And it is not in his word. We ought not to be doing it, no matter what, even down to calling somebody the N-word. What does God say? Even down that God said, the word of God said, don't call nobody fool. Don't call nobody a rocker. The Bible teaches us, don't call nobody reverend. The Bible teaches us these things, but we disobey them because we want to serve our husbands. We want to serve our wives. We want to serve our religion. The
devil is a liar and the word of God speaks against your faith. God requires us to live by sound doctrine. Hear a little, bear a little. Then we got to get it as God gives it to us. You have been asking for more. So the Lord sent me to give you more. Not everybody is anointed. Because you don't tell me that it's some prophets that are doing miracles. And there's some people that are doing miracles. Because I'll take you over to Matthew chapter 21 and show you that God will tell those same ones doing miracles, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. He'll tell somebody like Moses, I'm not letting you see the promised land because you disobeyed me with that rock. God is not to be played with or mocked. Somebody and people are wondering, what is the Lord going to do? Why isn't God showing up? Oh, he's showing up, baby. He's showing up. The question is, are you willing to obey him? Are you willing to lose it all to get it all? Are you willing to hear his voice over your desires? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to obey God rather than yourself? Are you willing to do that? If you're not willing to do that, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't care if you got 20,000 followers. I don't care if your church is the pillar of the community. I don't care if you are part of the beautiful, most largest ministry in the world. That ain't the ministry that's going to make it. The ministry that's going to make it is one Lord, one faith. What is that one faith? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But in the beginning, God was something. Before he created anything, he has always been holy. He's always been holy. He'll always be holy. And if it ain't holy, it ain't God. One Lord, one holy faith, one baptism. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. It's only one. One rod. There's only one. Everything else is by our deceived mind. According to 2 Thessalonians, God will allow you to be in such contempt with him that he will allow you to believe in a lie. The spirit of delusion will drive you to a place where you are married to a false one. The spirit of delusion will take over you where you can feel comfortable in your chosen religion. How dare you say you serve God and you got to choose the church you wanted to go to? The devil is a liar. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Anything else is of the devil. Of the devil. And it comes from the spirit of delusion. It comes from a lie. And it is not from God. May God have mercy on you. May God have mercy on all of those who are a part of these ministries where the majority has agreed to disobey the word of God for our beloved pastor. Our beloved pastor, no matter who he or she is, if it's not
from the scripture, if it's not ordained of God, those people are teaching you the same thing that Hananiah taught, and it's rebellion with God, rebellion to God, rebellion against God. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you've been. I trust some folks that have been in trouble more than I trust some of these people who've never seen a hardship struggle or anything. They don't even have to preach on hardship struggle or anything because they don't even know it. Because the devil tried to stop those ones that are anointed. He tried to destroy you a long time ago. And some of you going through fight and trial and struggle and temptation, and you want to know why? It ain't even because of your purpose. The reason you're going through it is because you won't obey the word of God. You won't obey the word of God. You obey man over God. May the Lord be glorified. May you be edified. And may the devil be horrified that the prophetic truth of God's word has been spoken. May the Lord bless you tonight to obey his word, to leave those churches, to get yourself together, and to do what you have to do, to obey God's word in full, in sincerity, that you follow the holiness of God over the traditions of men. May God do these things for you. Does it mean you won't have fun anymore? No, not at all. Does it mean that you're not going to get along with some folks? Definitely. Does it mean that you're going to be talked about? Yes, you will. Because the majority will always have those 450 prophets against one Elijah, against one Micaiah, against one Moses. There will always be many voices against that one truth that God has blessed you to hear tonight. May the Lord bless you, and may God do a new thing in your life like never before. God bless you. Be encouraged.
To my destiny, extremely close to my victory, cause here comes trials and trouble.
Hello.
Jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close.
Thank you, man.
To my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell. I'll be better than before. His guidance is in my life. Just to let me know I'm a miracle. I am extremely
One more time, I'll go through it. Hello?
I'll go through it. I just believe I must be close to it.
Hey.
So close to it.
Oh, how are
so
you?
Close to it.
I can promise
you.
I'm gonna get through it.
I'll get through it.
It may be hard sometimes,
I'll get through it.
But you made me a promise. That I am close to what you have.
But 11 a.m. tomorrow, God's going to turn this into your victory. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. You watch what I'm telling you. Amen? God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. I know. You just got to stand still. You just got to wait on the Lord. Yeah. All right.
I'm no longer slave.
One more, brother, one more. I got to go. Gotta be the rest
of it. I am a child.
God bless you.
Of God.
Let's raise that loud thing.
I'm no longer a slave.
Hey, man. What's going on with you, bro?
For I am a child.
Yeah.
Let's raise it out.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song.
Shut it out.
Of deliverance from my enemies till all my fears are gone.
Walk in the front row.